Good evening and welcome to the Big Bear Arena Dandy Hockey game for you tonight. Warren DeLaSalle, number one in D3, is here at the Rodenroth Motor Showcase taking on Sioux High. Blue Devils moving from right to left as seen on the radio dial in their home white uniforms. Warren DeLaSalle has the puck in those nifty purple uniforms. I like them, Matt, with the yellow trim and the white numerals, white lettering, the white helmets. And the Pilots had the puck buzzing the Sioux High net. They'll dump it down right wing corner. It's held in at the point. Now down low to the right wing corner. Warren DeLaSalle will cycle the puck back up top now to the left point. It's played there by number 19 for Warren DeLaSalle. And that is Mike Bucci. Bucci gets it in front. Boy, they're fast with the puck. And Sioux High gets it back to the blue line. Held in there by Jack Rivera. Rivera sends it in front. Sioux High, a crowd of white jerseys are there. And the Blue Devils dump the puck left wing side. Dom Chico, a foot outside the blue line. Quick wrister and hung on to by Vanderdonk. He keeps it going and he'll get it to the left corner. They'll dump it to the center ice position. Turnover. Sioux High picks it up, but offsides. Andy Goodrich with the puck. 16-14 to go, opening period. No score. Well, Warren DeLaSalle, we know what they are already. They're fast.
Yes, they are. That was a very interesting 35-second sequence all in Sioux High zone. They moved the puck really fast, Dave.
In the neutral zone of Warren DeLaSalle, Sioux High has the puck and they'll dump it. It's Medrick in behind Vanderdonk. Vanderdonk leaves it there. Pilots try to clear the zone. It comes all the way out by the Pilots. Down into the Blue Devil zone, racing after it, Trace Moran. Moran has a man on his hip. He'll dump it to the left wing corner, held in by Warren DeLaSalle to the left point. There's a quick shot kicked away by Bontrager. Goes down low in behind the net. Now Medrick has the puck. He'll dump it all the way down the ice. It skips over Bucci's stick all the way down in behind Vanderdonk. DeLaSalle plays it there. They'll head up ice. Here comes the slick moving defenseman now. Up the ice it goes. It's played by James Sigmund. And Sigmund now from the slot, shot kicked away. The rebound, good play by Bontrager to poke it away from the oncoming forward. That's Jax Van Ittersum. And Sioux High dumps it down into the Pilots' zone. Now the Pilots pick it up. Here comes DeLaSalle. They have numbers. Moving in right wing side, dancing into the puck. Jacob Buraletti, and Buraletti will lose the puck to Sioux High. Devils left wing side, two men breaking. Hoagland in between the circles, centering pass just beyond the reach of the Blue Devil there, Eli Hills. Hills into the right wing corner after the puck. No score early on, 15 minutes ago opening period. DeLaSalle and Sioux High. Blue Devils now at center. DeLaSalle picks it up and they'll head up ice. It's going to be Fuqua. Colton Fuqua walking in, backhanding shot kicked away there by Bontrager. Good play by Fuqua, walking right in. Now it's played down in behind the net. DeLaSalle has the puck, and now over to the right wing corner, played by DeLaSalle. They'll cycle in between the circles. There's a chance, kicked away, loose puck, didn't get to the goaltender, and the Devils tap it out. That was Jansen trying to get a shot off. Trailing back for DeLaSalle, it's Hunter Hoberg, and here comes Hoberg. Hoberg taps it up ahead now, over to Bellecci. Dominic Bellecci walking in with numbers, walks in, shot kicked away, rebound, Bontrager clears it over to the left wing corner. Here's a chance for DeLaSalle. Back up top now. They'll work it around over to Jake Gangola. Gangola the shot and the save made by Bontrager. And no score with 14-18 left in the opening period.
Bontrager is having a really strong start to this game. Well, let's hope it continues for him.
He's going to have to weather the storm. And this may be the pre-storm.
Yeah.
Face off to the left of Bontrager, taken by Sioux High. Blue Devils down and behind the net. Cale Bell. Bell up on the hard around. It doesn't get through. It's held in, and it's cleared over to the left wing corner by Rivera. Now Rivera for DeLaSalle. They'll cycle it down and behind the net. Sioux High turns it over. They fail to clear it out. Now it goes down low into the right wing corner. DeLaSalle with the puck. Pilots cycle it around. This is played there. They'll walk into the slot. A high rising shot goes over the goaltender. That was Rob Vanderdonk, their top goal scorer. Now it's held right back in by DeLaSalle. Cale Bell with the puck for Sioux High. Bell will try to bring it up ahead. Centering feed now bounces to center. Avery Wilson now dumps it to the neutral zone. Picked up there by the Pilots. Cleared in there by Bucci. Mike Bucci dumps it down and behind Bontrager. Players go careening into the boards. It was Bell for the Blue Devils. And here comes Sioux High up the right wing side. Centering feed across the blue line. Poke checked away by the Pilots. They wanted Wilson. Walking in, Jack Van Ittersum. Van Ittersum tap pass up ahead. Just missed Heilman on the pass. Now it's picked up there by the Blue Devils. And they'll clear it all the way down the ice. Sioux High will go for a partial line change. And now it's picked up there by the Pilots. Pilots now trying to play it off the Dashers. Now out to center. Good physical play there by Kennedy. Kennedy has numbers. Quick shot and the save made there by Vanderdonk. And to your point before the game, Matt, 13:02 left opening period, no score. I think for Sioux High, to try to change the tempo into their side, you want to be physical and try to tie them up more and not let them be like jets and flying all over the ice.
Yeah, the Suhai is starting to throw the body around a little bit, but they're really hesitant in the neutral zone. They need to clean that up.
Now they'll drop the puck down in behind the net. Now it's held in by Suhai. It's going to be played by Dunbar. He'll dump it down and behind the pilot's net. Picked up there by DeLaSalle. DeLaSalle will tap it up ahead, walking right in. Here's a chance for Brilletti. He has numbers. Quick shot. High riser. It goes wide into the corner. Now picked up by the Blue Devils. They'll tap it up ahead. Now Suhai in the neutral zone. Turned over. Here comes the pilots again. It's played by Fuqua. Now Fuqua with the puck. Fuqua now, he'll dance around up top of the blue line, cycling the puck there. Fuqua right from the top of the circle is a shot. High riser, I think Bontrager got a piece of it. Back up top now, poke checked away by Suhai, and here comes Chico. Chico will dump it down the ice and go for a line change. 12:15 to go, opening period, there's no score. DeLaSalle will bring the puck up ahead, up from the blue line. Poke checked up ahead by number 24. That's Luke Garner down low, left wing corner. Picked up there by DeLaSalle. DeLaSalle tries to hold it in. Suhai trying to clear it out from the blue line. They'll try to get it to the neutral zone. Chop right back in. Suhai running into one another. Moran gets the puck over to Engel. And Joey Engel with the backhand out to center. Cycling the puck to Trace Moran, who can't hang on. It's shot all the way down the ice. Odin Medrick will go after it and behind his own net. He'll play it on the hard around out to the point. Held in by DeLaSalle. It's dumped in there by Bucci. Down and behind the net now. They'll cycle the puck there. Vanderdonk. He'll dump it down left wing corner. Rob Vanderdonk. Suhai over to the right wing corner. Will try to clear it out. They get it up ahead now to Ethan McDonald. McDonald now jostling with two pilots. He'll dump it down in behind the DeLaSalle net. And they'll go for another line change. Here come the pilots. Up ahead. Cross ice stretch pass. Missing his man. That was Brandon Slabnik, the leading goal scorer. Now they'll center it in front from an odd angle, and it's poked away by Bontrager out to center. Here comes Suhai with numbers, walking in right wing side, and can't get around the D. A good defensive play by Keegan James to knock off the Blue Devil player, and it's shot in the hurt around all the way down the ice. Down in behind, Bontrager going in after it. There is Vanderdersum. Vanderdersum with the puck. Back out to the point. Now it comes out to the center ice position. Avery Wilson. And Wilson will dump it to the DeLaSalle blue line. Vanderdersum, he'll trail back. Get it now over to number 8. That's Sigmund. Now James Sigmund will dump it left wing corner in behind Bontrager. Pilots at the puck. They'll try to center in front. Avery Wilson Zeri clears it out. Dumped out the center. Picked up by the pilots again. That's Sigmund. From center ice, he'll dump it in behind Bontrager. Now it's poked into the left corner by Dunbar, held in by the pilots. They'll try to get it in front. Knocked away by Cade Estrich. Estrich in behind the Suhai net. Estrich loses it on the wraparound, the shot. It goes right across the blue paint, knocked away by Bontrager. Now it's poke checked away. Back out the center by Goodrich. They go for a line change. And now Sigmund with the puck. He'll trail back as he knew he had a man offsides. Or about to go offsides. He had also a partial line change happening. And now the pilots get to the puck. Gangola fails to clear. Suhai gets it, and they'll dump it to the blue line. Shot right back in there by Brilletti. And now Suhai has it in front of their own bench. Now back out to center. They'll cross ice down right wing corner, down and behind Bontrager. Leaves it for Estrich. Suhai with it with 9:40 to go. Opening period, no score. And icing is the call with 9:39 to go. Faceoff back in the Blue Devil end. Fast pace action.
Very fast. You know, the listeners are wondering why Warren DeLaSalle is the best team in the state. They play such good position. They're never out of position. They've been excellent.
Very good skating team. The fundamentals are fantastic.
Amazing. If there's an open piece of ice, if the guy that doesn't have the puck, he gets there, and they're getting them the puck, and Suhai is weathering the storm right now.
Drop of the puck. Suhai has it, and they'll dump it down over the left wing corner. And now it's shot right back in by Gangola down and behind the Blue Devil net. Now it's picked up by Engel. Engel will lose it. Pilots have it down and behind the Blue Devil net. Warren DeLaSalle with the puck. Big physical hit there by the Blue Devils. And Engel comes up with it, and he'll loft it up into the off-ice officials area just past the Blue Devil bench. Head coach Rick Mackey in between his two assistant coaches over there, Richie Roach and Rex Engel. And the Z-Man, Zach Ellis, manning that door. Dad is up in the other broadcast booth with his uncle, Tim and Howie Ellis, and the Z-Man on that bench with the coaches. He's one of the coaches. He's been there long enough. We can call him a coach. Now out to center. It's shot right back in by Dom Chico into the De La Salle end over to the left wing corner. Odin Medrick with the puck. Now he'll get it over to Kennedy. Evan Kennedy, this is the most sustained pressure Suhai's had. And now they lose the puck, and De La Salle gets it back out to center. Medrick loses the puck. Vanderdog slaps it away from him. Walking in, sends it in front. Nobody there. Great defensive play by Suhai. They crowded the middle and cleared it out. Now it comes out to the neutral zone. Picked up there by Suhai. Back out to center on the backhand. Kennedy, he'll dump it to the blue line and retreat to the bench for a line change. Now the Pilots bring it out. And going down there was Bucci as he fell down to the left side. No call. Here come the Pilots with numbers. Right wing side, Slavnik sends it in front. The shot kicked away. Bontrager. What a chance for De La Salle. Vanderdonk turns. He shoots. That's poked away with the toe of Bontrager. Now the Blue Devils clear it back out to center. De La Salle with the puck, Vanderdonk. Eli Hills loses it. Now the Pilots try to come up with it. This is Rob Vanderdonk. Backhand pass to Sigmund. He's walking right in. Sigmund now around the defense. A high riser. It goes down low, left wing corner, rolls along the wall. Now Suhai picks it up. Devils now out to center. Three men breaking. Poked away by De La Salle. Sigmund, and he'll dump it in behind the Suhai net. The Pilot sticks are always in the passing lane. They're just waving that stick around. That's why they're getting a lot of turnovers. They're creating them. Now Suhai up to the right wing side. They'll poke it out. This is Hills to the neutral zone. Dump right back out by the Pilots. And now Estritz up ahead. He has McDonald. He'll walk right in. He has numbers. He has to backhand it down and behind the net. Good physical play by Gangola as he bumped into McDonald to cause that to be a dump in. Now it's shot out by the Pilots. This is Joey Engel with the puck. Still no score. 7:25 to go, opening period of this Rodenroth Motors Showcase. That shot goes down, and they call icing even though it hit the goaltender. An interesting call there. I think that was trigger happy with the whistle. And 7:20 to go, opening period, no score. I don't think that should have been icing. It hit Ben Vanderdonk, but I think he already was in the process of blowing the whistle.
That was excellent.
So there's the icing.
One thing I've noticed, Dave, about this Warren De La Salle team, all three forwards are stacked on the blue line. But Suhai's trying to break out, and like you said, sticks in the lane. All three of them are stacked. They can't get out of their zone.
Gangola dumps it down in behind the net. Keegan James fires it left wing corner. Picked up there by the Blue Devils. They'll bring it up ahead. Now Suhai retreats to get numbers. They'll bring it up. They miss the pass to Wilson. It's poked away by Gangola. Comes back out to center. And now it's dumped out by the Blue Devils. Estritz fires it down in behind Ben Vanderdonk. Now it's picked up there by the Pilots. They'll clear the puck up. They're out shooting Suhai 6-2. And now it's picked up there by the Blue Devils. Suhai holds it in. Goodrich dumps it down and behind the net. Keep in mind, Andy's up on a forward line tonight. He has played defense pretty much his whole career, maybe here or there, but they need him up there, and he's a team captain and a veteran, so he is up there. Last week, Odin Medrick played up on a forward line because they needed him. Now it's poked up ahead, missing Kennedy on the pass. He taps it in the Pilot zone. Stretch pass, they just missed the man. That was Luke Garner wanting that cherry pick, and it's an icing call with 6:25 to go, opening period. Still no score. Faceoff will come down to the right of the goaltender, Ben Vanderdonk. Now for the draw, Suhai wins it. Kennedy fires it down and behind the net, picked up by the Pilots. They'll cycle it all the way down the ice, and that should be another icing, and it is. 5:16 to go. Here is 6:16 to go in the opening period, and there's, of course, no score still here at the Rodenroth Showcase. Port Huron Northern and Traverse City West will be the second game at 8 o'clock here at the Bear. Blue Devils usually play the late game, but Coach Sean Clark, who I met before the game, a very nice gentleman for De La Salle. He's buddies with Damon Witt and the Laker hockey coach. They're playing USA tonight, so probably going to perhaps have dinner with the coach after the game. So Suhai obliged, said, yeah, we'll play the early game. They'll dump it down, left wing corner, in behind the De La Salle net, picked up there by Evan Kennedy. Kennedy now tries to get the puck over to Chico. Chico now taps it up ahead, and now here comes Brady Desmadrill, and Desmadrill will dump it into the Suhai zone. It's fired right back out, picked up there by number 23, Rivera. Jack Rivera dumps it in behind Bontrager. Blue Devils with the puck. They'll bring it up. Medrick, stretch pass left side, Chico. Chico will lose it, taps it over to Hoagland. Hoagland walking in, tap passing between the circles, missing the pass was Hills. He had an open net. If he would have got the a clean pass. Now it's shot out to center. Medrick will fire it down in behind the net. De La Salle will bring it up ahead again. Luke Garner. Garner moving in. Now Garner walking in. His shot deflects. Comes back in between the circles. There's a shot. It's kicked away by Bontrager. That coming from Sigmund. Comes into the left wing corner. Pilots with the puck. They'll lose it. Trace Moran has it. He'll fire it up ahead on the outlet. Left side. This is Ethan McDonald. Now to the blue line of the Pilots. They steal the puck again, and now it's a play there by Sigmund. Up the middle it goes, misses everybody. Icing call. 4:54 to go, opening period, no score.
It's the best chance Suhai's had all period. It was a great defensive play by Warren De La Salle. A guy came back and just got the body on him. He couldn't get a shot off. That would have been a goal in the back of the net.
They are so quick to get back. Just look like when you think you have an opening, that they, of course, take it, give it away.
Suhai's playing this dump and chase, which I agree with how the game's going, and really quick line changes. I also agree with that.
Yep, and if you can slow the tempo down a little bit, it's a good methodical work by Coach Mackey to get him to do it. Here comes De La Salle, loose puck. They walk right in, they shoot, they score as he cut in a beautiful goal underneath the left pad of the goaltender Bontrager. Jake Lawrence with the goal for De La Salle. It was off a loose puck at center ice as it was tipped out, and De La Salle walked right in, and Lawrence scores.
Yeah, he walked in right on the defense, went to the outside, and just went right in on Bontrager and buried it 5-hole.
Lawrence makes it 1-0. 10-19 time of the goal. Get the totals. Lawrence, unassisted, first period of play, even strength. Here comes De La Salle again. Suhai dumps it out, 1-0 on the Jake Lawrence goal at 10-19 by the Pilots, and they have a 1-0 lead. It was a pretty goal. He walked right in on an odd man rush. Now there's a shot from Van Ittersum, and that's kicked away by Bontrager. Suhai gets it up ahead. They can't clear it out. 1-0 Pilots with a 4:09 to go in the opening period. Chico walks in above the face-off circle to the left side. Quick shot right into the midsection of Vanderdonk, and we have another whistle. 1-0 Pilots, 4:05 to go opening period. Dave Watson, Matt Erbick on Radio Sioux for Blue Devil Hockey tonight. And Tiffany Stratton is working our variable resistance for us as our broadcast engineer back at the Radio Sioux studios just outside the city of Sault Ste. Marie. Chase Moran wins the draw, and they'll dump it down, and it's shot right back out to center, picked up there by Fuqua, and Fuqua will dump it down and behind Bontrager. Now it comes over to left wing corner. Jake Grilletti with the puck. Grilletti, his shot, didn't get through traffic. Now Avery Wilson will bring it up ahead. Wilson out the center. Wilson dances around. He'll walk right in. His shot from an odd angle, and the save is made by the goaltender Vanderdonk. 3:42 to go opening period. 1-0. It remains. Pilots of that goal at 10-19, unassisted by Jake Lawrence.
You know, Dave, Suhai realizes right now that they got to get in the zone and they got to shoot the puck, and they're doing it. They got 4 shots on goal. It's not a lot, but they're doing what they have to do against this team to try to get something going.
The drop of the puck, left wing corner. Blue Devils hold it in. 3:35 to go, opening period. 1-0, Warren De La Salle. Pilots now try to break out. They'll get it up the right wing side. Slavnik with it. He'll fire it into the Suhai zone. K.O. Bell has it there. Bell will retreat. High rising flood pass up ahead now. This is Chico. He has a man to his right. He's walking right in. Dominic Chico splits the defense. Tries to get a shot off. Loose puck at the side of the net. And Vanderdonk covers up the hang on. Good opportunity for Chico and the Blue Devils. 1-0. De La Salle with the lead.
Great play by Chico. He's coming on that right side. He kind of danced around 2 defenders that were going to kind of sandwich him a little bit. He did get through and got a little bit of a shot off. But again, Chico trying to put the game on a stick. He's a dynamic player.
Faceoff will come to the left of the goaltender, number 94, Ben Vanderdonk. Now for the drop of the puck. Picked up there by Suhai. They'll lose it. Now it's picked up by Vanderder. Somebody's walking right in. He shoots and scores. Bontrager kind of handcuffed him there. He kind of just froze. And Van Intersom scores to make it 2-0. They right off a Suhai opportunity in the Pilot zone. Bam. Van Intersom makes it 2-0. Wow.
That was both defensemen kind of got caught up, and they both went to get to the puck, and they both fell, and they took it right in the neutral zone on a breakaway, and just a little bit of a deke got Bontrager off and scored.
11:54 time of the goal. 11:54 time of that goal here in this first period of play. Even strength goal here in the first period for Van Intersum, and it's a 2-0 lead for Warren D. LaSalle with 2:35 to go here in the first period of play. Just like that, they jump out to the 2-0 lead. Now it's Pilots with the puck, though. Center in front, knocked away, picked up there by the Blue Devils, and they'll feed it up out the center. Gangola will dump it in on Bontrager. Bontrager leaves it there. Gangola tried to steal it. Suhai gets it. They'll dump it in the neutral zone. Picked up by Fuqua. Fuqua will leave it there, and they'll tap it around. Boy, they're so good. Their breakouts and everything. And I could just see this team in practice. They'd be fun to watch in practice. And now Suhai with the puck back out the center. Now a loose puck in the neutral zone. This is Evan Kennedy trying to get to it. He'll lose it. Across the blue line, Blue Devils pick it up in their own zone. This is Jay Dunbar with the puck. Dunbar will bring it up. Dunbar deflects his lofting shot down the ice. Loose puck picked up. Hoagland walking right in, and it's knocked away. There comes Vanderdonk from the backside. Boy, the back skating very good. Vanderdonk came out of nowhere to clear it out. He's a forward with Hoagland walking in the pilot zone. Now out to center, 2-0 De La Salle with the puck. And the lead, 1:30 to go here in the opening period. They fire it down and behind Bontrager. Picked up there by Suhai. Blue Devils will bring it up ahead across the blue line. McDonald, he'll lose the puck. Picked up by Desmadrill. Desmadrill has it. He'll dump it down in the Suhai zone. No wonder this is the top-ranked team in Division 3 and number 3 in the state overall, because they're playing like it. Now in the neutral zone, this is going to be Estrich, and they'll fire it down and behind the net. And Suhai's not playing a bad game. They're fighting as much as they can. Now back out to the blue line, comes out to the neutral zone. Suhai Hills has it. Hills will dump it to the blue line, picked up there by Sigmund, and Sigmund will bring it up ahead. James will retreat and leave it there for a defenseman. 45 seconds to go in the period, 2-0 De La Salle, puck in the Suhai end. Now it's going to be Lawrence. Lawrence with the puck, he'll have it knocked away. Here come the Blue Devils walking out the center, odd man rush. This is Moran moving in, or make it Medrick. Medrick drops it off to Wilson. Wilson loses the puck, knocked away by Van Intersum. He came out of nowhere. Now back out the center, Sigmund. He'll walk in across the blue line, drop pass, didn't have a trailer there. Thought he did. Wilson knocks it away. Suhai gets it out to the neutral zone. Picked up there by Estrich. He's walking in left side. Cade dropped it off. Here's Hoagland. Hoagland, he'll dump it to the right wing corner. 10 seconds to go in the period. 2-0 De La Salle. Off the dashers between the legs of Hoagland. It comes out to center. We get a whistle on the play. And we have a Suhai player down. And it's Cade Estrich. He's holding on to his hand, and he's going to retreat right to the locker room with 7.6 seconds to go here. And hopefully that's not now he's being yelled at, because the trainer is over on the other side, and he wants to see him over there. And I think he was thinking, I'll get to the bench, 7 seconds to go, I'll go to the locker room. But he in some pain over there. Matt McLeod will tend to him behind the Suhai bench. Didn't see what happened. Did you, Matt?
I did not. I was watching the play come the other way, too.
And Matt is running around over there, and he's going to get what he needs to help Cade Estrich. Now they'll dump it down and behind the net, left wing corner. The puck goes in the Suhai end. The buzzer sounds. The end of the first period of play. A frenetic pace to this first period, and a 2-0 lead for Warren D. LaSalle over Suhai. We'll come back with the first period scoring summary, Matt's thoughts on that period, and much more on the way as Suhai's down 2-0 to the number one ranked team in Division 3 in Warren D. LaSalle. Back in 3 minutes, it's 2-0 Pilots at the Big Bear Arena. You're listening to the Rodenroth Motors Showcase on the official radio home of Suhai Athletics, 1230 WSOO. Welcome back to the Big Bear Arena in Sault Ste. Marie. It's the Rodenroth Motors Showcase, the third of three showcases here in January. I love how Suhai sets this up. They got away from it a couple years ago, and then COVID hit. They had that truncated season, but I like how they have three showcases in January. It just works out good, and they got back to that, and this is the third and final one. Warren D. LaSalle, 2-0 over Suhai. Blue Devils trailing after one period of play. Here's the first first period scoring summary. Jake Lawrence would score at 10-19. It was off a loose puck at center. He'd race over past the Suhai defenseman, go in on the right wing side, cut in front, and underneath the left leg of Mike Bontrager, the puck would slip in at 10-19. Unassisted, Jake Lawrence would make it 1-0 in the first period. Then at 11:54, Jax Van Ittersom would score, and assisting on that would be Jake Lawrence. 11:54 time of that even strength goal, and a 2-0 Pilots lead. Van Ittersom would walk in, and Bontrager just froze, kind of handcuffed him. The puck would slip by him, and a 2-0 Pilots lead. No penalties in that first period of play, so that's good. Good, clean hockey. Cade Escherich did go down at the end of the first period. We'll have to try to check on that, see if he comes back in the second. Matt McLeod's tending to him, the Suhai outstanding trainer for hockey and basketball. Matt is tending to him probably in the locker room now. It looked like his hand or his wrist in that area as he left frantically towards the end of the period. Hopefully he is okay. Shots on goal in that first period of play, 8-5 for Warren De La Salle. Saves 5 for the goaltender Ben Vanderdonk, and 6 for Mike Bontrager. He yielded 2 goals, and again, no penalties, so no power play opportunities or PK for either side. 2-0 De La Salle, the number one ranked team in Division 3 with the lead. And Matt, your assessment on that first period. Suhai hung with them as much as they could.
Suhai did not play that bad of a first period. When I say that, they were a little slow with the puck. It seems like they would get it on their sticks. They'd be a little hesitant. Their passes are a little too far forward. They're behind the passes. I'll give it to Warren De La Salle. This is the best high school hockey team I've ever seen on the ice. Honestly, they're stacking the blue line. Suhai can't really get out. They did almost even them up on shots. They started picking it up at the end of the first there with shots and a little bit of momentum going the other way. But clean up the out, breaking out. Get your outlet passes crisp, clean. You know, don't be hesitant in the neutral zone, because like you said, a second goal, they were hesitant in the neutral zone. They turned it over. Guy went out on a clean breakaway and scored. So clean those things up, and they're skating with them. So 40 more minutes, they should be able to do it.
Well, I've seen a lot of high school hockey, and and I've seen a lot of teams, going to MIHL Prep Showcase and all over the state. And this is one of the best ones I've seen. I think maybe Detroit Catholic Central a few years ago when they played Brighton for a state championship. That was a fantastic game. Those are two of the best teams I ever seen. And I saw that in Plymouth. That was an unbelievable game. Marquette, I think, one time I saw them and Brother Rice. They were two fantastic teams colliding. But no, this De La Salle team, they're certainly right up there with those said teams. 2-0 Suhai with the lead here. A reminder, tomorrow night, a little bit of confusion on this. I forgot to ask Howie Ellis. I had several questions for Howie, and one I did not ask was this one. But the hockey pub night for Blue Devil Hockey, one of their bigger fundraisers, 5-8 tomorrow. They got a spaghetti feed. I believe it's at the CC Hall. Tickets on, there's a few tickets roaming around that I think said Elks Club on it, but I'm pretty sure it's at the CC Hall. So you go to one place, you don't see cars, go to the other, is all I could tell you. 5-8 tomorrow, and you want ticket, I think it's $10 per ticket to any Blue Devil Hockey parent here or the Blue Line Club. Tim Ellis roaming around here. He has the tickets. So does Clayton Ellis. So you can get them from pretty much anywhere and or at the door as well. 5-8 tomorrow night. Great food. They'll have music as well. Of course, the cash bar for adults going on there. And that's the Suhai Hockey fundraiser pub night. And it's a big one because this is a self-funded hockey team. So nights like that is huge. Their golf scramble in the summer as well. They did a can drive because they get only a certain allotment of money for coaches and certain things of that nature. And then, like, they always take charter buses because they have long drives, all that stuff. It all goes to that and, of course, to run a hockey program that everybody knows isn't cheap. But that's a big one tomorrow night. So go on out, get some great food. Takeouts available, 5-8. They'll be serving, and then, of course, they'll have the music going on in the cash bar as well. That's $10 per ticket, the Suhai Hockey Pub Night at the CC Hall tomorrow, 5 to 8 p.m. after the Blue Devil game against Port Huron Northern at 3 o'clock here on Radio Sioux with Matt and I, as Port Huron Northern and the Blue Devils will battle tomorrow afternoon. Following this game here today, it will be Traverse City West and Port Huron Northern at 8 o'clock in the second game. Sioux High normally plays the second game, but De La Salle requested to play the early game, and Coach Clark probably going to go maybe have a sarsaparilla and dinner with his chum Damon Witten after the Lakers play too, and Sioux High obliged. And so Coach Clark and the Pilots played Sioux High in this first game. They just switched things around, and they'll play tomorrow back at their second game time against Port Huron Northern. De La Salle will play Traverse City West in the 1 o'clock game tomorrow here at the Big Bear Arena. Couldn't make it out to see De La Salle here tonight. You might want to come out at 1 o'clock and see him against TC West because they're a fun team to watch. Sioux High down 2-0, but they're battling hard against the top-ranked team in Division III in Warren De La Salle, and we'll be back. We'll take a two-minute timeout and be back with more at the Big Bear Arena, including the second period of play here on 1230 WSOO. And we're back at the Big Bear Arena. Sioux High taking on Warren De La Salle in the Rodenroth Motor Showcase. The first game of this showcase, four games this weekend. Report here on Northern and TC West at 8 o'clock here at the Big Bear. Then tomorrow it will be De La Salle at 1 taking on TC West. And then Sioux High here in Radio Sioux taking on Port Huron Northern. Teams of interest in action tonight. Cadillac is in the Banana Belt taking on Escanaba. Gaylord is in Nagani battling the Miners. Granville, a very good team out of the Grand Rapids area, has traveled to Houghton. Boy, that's going to be a dandy, taking on the Gremlins. How'd you like to be up the Copper Country? They get great teams like Byron Center, Brother Rice. They all go up there and they'll play Hancock one day, Calumet the next. I mean, because of close proximity, and they travel long distances because they want to play those teams.
Oh, yeah, that's good hockey up there out west.
It is. I wish Sioux High would get it back to the McInnes Holiday Showcase or Holiday Tournament up there. Or, as that music, we got to do something about it. I'm going to have to talk to people. That is getting out of control, too loud. And, try to get back to playing the Copper Country teams. That would be great. Meanwhile, game already underway. Sheboygan is at Grand Haven. Sioux High will play Grand Haven. Of course, we'll be in Muskegon for that in, I think, the third week of February. We're underway here. Second period of play. De La Salle has the puck, and they'll dump it down into the left wing corner, down and behind the net now. Picked up there by Seton Heilman. Heilman dumps it to the left wing corner. Now it's going to be played by Odin Medrick. Medrick has the puck. Medrick, or make that Jay Dunbar. Dunbar loses it, comes out to the point. There's a high rising shot. Didn't get through traffic, and it went all the way over to the corner. Well wide of the net. Held in by the Pilots. Now it's Berletti. Berletti tries to clear it in front, knocked away. Loose puck, that side of the net. They're jamming at it. It was Heilman. He can't get to it. There goes a stick flying, and that was Jake Berletti's, and Sioux High will dump it down, and they'll go for a line change as they shoot it down on behind Ben Vanderdonk. Here come the Pilots up ahead trying to get Sioux High in a line change. They'll dance around with the puck, Jack Rivera. Rivera cycles in, he has a man moving to the net. Fuqua, the backhand kicked away, loose puck in front. There's a chance in the backhand, another chance kicked away by Sioux High. They clear it to the corner, Fuqua has it there. Now it's played by Colton Fuqua. Fuqua with the puck, good play by Jay Dunbar. He rubbed him out. Now Trace Moran with a hit on Berletti. Comes on the hard around, up the left side, loose puck there. De La Salle with the puck. They'll move it around to Keegan James. James now to Fuqua, knocked away there, and shot out to the point. Now it's picked up by the Blue Devils. Here comes Andy Goodrich. It's 2-0 De La Salle, early second period. There's a loose stick. Goodrich stepped on it there like a banana peel, tried to wedge it out of the way. Now it's shot right back into the Sioux High zone. Here comes Gangola with numbers. Sends it to Desmondrell and he scores. They made it look easy. Walker side up high on the odd man rush. 3-0 De La Salle.
Sioux High really tried coming out to start this second period. Very physical, which they were doing. But they got caught again in the neutral zone, being a little hesitant, and they got burnt.
Yes, they did.
And it was a 2-on-1, and it was an easy goal. They did. They made it look way too easy.
1:52 time of the goal, and well, you can't make those little mistakes, Matt, against a team like this.
Absolutely not.
They'll get you every time. We get the totals on the goal. Desmondrell got the goal. I think Fuqua got an assist. Now they'll set it in front again. Does De La Salle? They're buzzing that Sioux High net. 3-0 De La Salle with the lead. We'll get the totals in a moment here as odd man rush goal by the Pilots, and they have a 3-0 lead. Out to center, Vanderdonk. Vanderdonk now will dump it down. Left wing corner goes in behind the net. And Gangola. Gangola with the assist at 1:52 of the period. An icing call shot in by Sioux High. Down and behind Ben Vanderdonk. Second period goal. Even strength goal and an odd man rush. Scored by Brady Desmadrill. Assisting on the goal was number 14, Jake Gangola. Time 1:52. Shots on goal 11-5. In favor of the Pilots, Sioux High has not had a shot on goal in this period yet. 14:34 left, opening period, and it is a 3-0 lead for the top-ranked team in Division III in Warren D. LaSalle. Sioux High dumps it down in behind Ben Vanderdonk, and the Pilots play the puck from there. They'll tap it up ahead. And up the right wing side, it goes to Hoberg. Hunter Hoberg loses it, and it's shot right back out by Sioux High. Now it's picked up there by number 8. This is Sigmund. James Sigmund will lose it. Now it's shot right back out by the Blue Devils. Now it's going to be Chico. Chico with the puck. Chico loses it. Kennedy has it, and he'll dump it down and behind the De La Salle net, picked up by the Pilots. They'll play it out to center. There's a chance there by Luke Gerner. Offsides. First offsides of the day, and it's to the team you wouldn't expect it. 13:55 left, second period, 3-0 Pilots. Dave Watson, Matt Erbick at the Big Bear Arena. Broadcast engineer Tiffany Stratton working her variable resistors is our broadcast engineer just outside the city of Sault Ste. Marie at the Radio Sioux Studios. Picked up there by Avery Wilson, Hoagland, now K.O. Bell. Bell will play it all the way down the ice. Down and behind Vanderdonk it goes. Picked up there by Jack Rivera. Rivera up the left side. He loses it in the neutral zone. Shot right back out. Goes down low right wing corner. Picked up there by the Pilots. And a big hit there by Goodridge as Sioux High dumps it all the way down, or the Pilots do, all the way into the Blue Devil end. Picked up there by Sioux High. Stretch pass, Avery Wilson. He'll clear it down and behind Vanderdonk. 13:20 left in the second. 3-0 Pilots are the lead. Now they'll try to stretch it out. On the breakout out of their own zone, they can't get it out as number 19 lost the puck there. That was Bucci. Sioux High loses it, and it's shot right back out by Bucci in the neutral zone. Blue Devils at their own blue line turn it over. Picked up there by Seton Heilman. Heilman in the neutral zone. He'll lose it. Here comes Trace Moran up the right wing side. Eli Hills. Hills across the blue line trying to get it back to Moran. Poke checked away by Bucci. Now Trace Moran jostling for the loose puck. Comes out to the blue line. Picked up by Dunbar. Back to Moran. He'll fire it down low right wing corner. Picked up there by Warren D. LaSalle and Jack Rivera. Rivera now loses it, gets it back up ahead. Long pass up the wall, dumped out on the backhand by Lawrence. Sioux High in their own zone and a stretch pass just missed McDonald cherry picking. He'll tap it down into the D. LaSalle zone. And now the Pilots will fire it down and we get a whistle. 12:28 to go here in the second period of play. 3-0 Warren D. LaSalle right now with a lead over Sioux High. Faceoff after the icing comes into the Pilots zone to the left of Vanderdonk.
Dave, you got to give it to Sioux High. They're not going away. They're not giving up. They're still pushing. They just got to keep throwing the body around, and hopefully maybe a puck bounces their way right now.
For the drop of the puck, Chico wins the draw in the Pilots zone, has it poke checked away. Pilots come in with numbers now. Jacob Jansen walking in around the D, down in behind the Sioux High net. Good play there. Escheritz now, good to see him back out there. Maybe not. My apologies. It was, I think, McDonald, and now Chico. Chico loses the puck, comes back out. Now it's poke checked out all the way down the ice. And Cade Escheritz, of course, looked like his hand or wrist dinged up there. And late first period of play, and have not seen him out in the second. Here comes Gangola walking in. Gangola sends it in front. In between the circles, Jansen the shot, the rebound in front. And Bontrager makes his save. Extracurriculars after the play. Desmadrill and two Blue Devils. And there's punches thrown here. So look out, Al. And 11:47 left in the second period of play. 3-0 De La Salle with the lead. Desmadrill getting a couple punches. I think he might have jostled back the other way. And Brady Desmadrill talking to referee Al tonight. Al's trying to calm him down as Desmadrill will go to the bench. K.O. Bell will go to the penalty box as well. So Desmadrill and Bell will both go off.
Couple good sequence of plays from Dominic Chico. That back check, he stick checked the player coming in on that far side, got the puck over the corner. Right there, he had to stand up for his teammate in that scrum, and we got both to the box.
Look like you and your buddies at Kane's Rink back in the day. Now it's the drop of the puck down in behind the net, and now it's cleared out by Sue High. This is going to be Medrick. Medrick now out to the neutral zone. Fuqua has it there. Colton Fuqua, and he'll dump it down and behind the Sue High net. Medrick has it, and Medrick will trail back. 11:25 to go, second period of play. Drop pass, Hoagland off his back skate at center. Picked up by Chico. Hoagland's to his right, crossed the blue line. He lost his wheels as he was bumped off the puck there by Jansen. Now it's picked up down low in the corner. Jansen taps it over to Gangola. Now here come the Pilots. Stretch pass up ahead. There comes Vanderdonk around the D. Walks right in and scores. Oh, what a clinic that was. Gangola to Vanderdonk. Tic-tac-toe, and he walks in the backhand under the right leg of Ontrager, and it's 4-0 Pilots.
It was a stretch pass from their end of the zone, right through the neutral zone. I thought Sue High was going to get it, but he had his back turned to him and went right under his skates, and he went in on a clear breakaway. Ontrager, again, had no chance. It's pretty bad that, you know, he's let in four goals, but he hasn't had a chance on any of them.
No. 5:55, time of the goal. We'll get the totals in a moment. Gangola with an assist on that goal. Vanderdonk with the goal. And Jansen gets an assist as well. 4-0. 5:55, time of that goal. And just like that, it's 4-0 Warren De La Salle. Now Sue High goes after the puck. Pilots now into the Blue Devil zone, 4-0 De La Salle. There's Jake Lawrence rubbing out the Sioux High player, tries to send it in front. Seton Heilman has it. He'll drop it off. The shot kicked away. Rebound in front. It goes wide. Lawrence was there. He was the first goal scorer of the day. Now it's puck pops out to the blue line. Picked up there by De La Salle. And now Logan Robbins couldn't hold it in. Here comes Sioux High from the blue line. Quick shot. Hung on to. And the save is made by the goaltender, Ben Vanderdonk. And we get a stoppage in play here. Looks like
they were calling offsides, and then the puck came back in the zone, Dave, and then the goalie covered it up anyway, so they bring it back on center.
Almost like he had a signal, like you're looking at someone too, but no penalty. Just the two offsetting penalties is all we've had. Almost like he was kind of holding up I was watching the referee to her side, dropping the puck, and now they'll dump it in. Big hit there. Kennedy collides big time and took the brunt of it with the Pilot player, and here he comes. That's going to be number 23, Jack Rivera, and it's bumped up and out of play. Rivera, very good hockey player. Pick your poison. Gangola, Lawrence, of course, Vanderdonk leads him in scoring, the forward, Rob Vanderdonk. Jack Rivera, very good player. We haven't really talked about the top goal scorer, Slavnik, much. They haven't needed him, and now all of a sudden in this period, Jake Jansen has played a lot and looked good. And then there's Brady Desmadrill, on and on and on and on. But when you're a private school, you have an edge. And we haven't touched on that, but hey, they're still very good. But they have an edge because they can get kids from, I think, anywhere, Southeast Michigan pretty much. And it don't matter where you're from. I mean, you could go all the way across over probably towards Port Huron and snag them away from Darryl McCarroll if you wanted. And now it's the Pilots with it, and they'll poke it up ahead. It is an advantage, but it's been there forever. There's a drop pass, Fuqua, and it goes beyond his reach. And now it's up ahead, and now it's picked up there by Odin Medrick. Medrick will dump it in. Now it's Hoagland walking right in. Hoagland across the blue line, quick shot, kicked away, goes off the glove into the right corner, all the way down the ice. Well, and like anything else in life, Matt, money, money, money. I mean, that's just the bottom line. I mean, they got it. These kids aren't hurting by any means.
You're spot on, Dave.
I mean, that's just the way it is. Now left wing corner, down and behind the net. You look at these state championships, the majority of them are won by private schools. There's a shot, kicked away, Bontrager goes down and behind the net. And now in behind, it's picked up there by Warren De La Salle. Up ahead, Avery Wilson and Ethan McDonald. All the way down the ice they go. And a whistle, and we get a stoppage in play. I mean, these programs are built and designed to win. I mean, that's the difference between a public school team and a private school. They are designed to be a machine.
Like you said, it can go far and wide and get these kids the cream of the crop, really. I mean,
we're witnessing it.
Yeah.
You know, and the MHSA ain't going to touch it. I mean, I know a lot of people want changes, but it's just not going to happen. I just don't see it happen because it helps their brand. And that's just the bottom line. These schools like De La Salle, Brother Rice, Detroit Catholic Central, Country Day, they help the MNSSAA's brand. So they're not touching it. They're just not. And now Suhai has it down low, right wing corner. They'll backhand it in front, knocked away. Here come the Pilots. Vanderder, some walking right in, 4-0 Pilots. They have numbers. Vanderder, some shot. Ring-a-ding-ding. The Postmaster General's in. That went right off the post. And now Suhai will try to clear it out. And it's picked up there by Lawrence. It goes up and lobbed out and into the corner it goes. And it cleared around. No one was there in the hard around. Suhai needs to get over there to the puck. And it's held in by Vanderder some. I think they're starting to get fatigued here. And now it's going to be Heilman, sent it in front, knocked away. Here comes Kennedy. Kennedy has a man to his left. You can tell just by the skating motions as they go down the ice.
It's happened about last 2 minutes, yeah. Dave.
And it's, well, it's been a marathon. This is what happened. It happened later in the third period with Cap City last week, but it did happen. Now Lawrence, or back down and behind the net, picked up there by Logan Robbins. Robbins loses the puck. Now it's picked up there by the Warren De La Salle Pilots. They'll break it on the breakout, and that was Hoberg. He couldn't get to it. That's an icing call. 7:09 to go. Second period, 4-0. De La Salle leading Suhai.
Suhai still throwing the body around, which I like to see. They're doing a good job at it, but Warren De La Salle is so good. They're just playing to that, and that's how the last two goals have happened. Suhai went in to get some checks in, and they just kind of moved around it. So, I mean, give it to Warren De La Salle. They're playing such good hockey.
Drop of the puck, won by Suhai. They'll get it down over to the point. Now picked up there by number 4, Jake Brilletti. Brilletti dumps it down over in the corner now. And now they'll try to center it in front. Knocked away, comes out to the right point. Now number 23 with the puck. That's going to be Jack Rivera. Rivera leaves it there. And now Warren De La Salle with the puck, cycling it down low, left wing corner. Down and behind the net, number 19 with it there. That's a play by Bucci. Bucci loses it, and it's shot all the way down the ice. It goes down and behind Vanderdonk, and now it's going to be Rivera. Rivera loses it, and Kennedy tries to pick it up. Kennedy falls down in the Pilots' zone, and now it's going to be Warren De La Salle out the center. They'll walk it right out now. This is Bucci. Bucci over to Desmadrill. Desmadrill with the puck. He gets hit hard. And now it's dumped down and behind the net to Cale Bell. Now Bell. Bell plays the puck now. Down and behind the net. They'll cycle it there. Loose puck. Goes over the net for the Pilots. 4-0 De La Salle. They'll send it in front. Nobody home. Now it's picked up by Rivera. He'll try to send it in front. Loose puck comes off the left point now. They'll work the puck from there. And it's Jake Jansen. Quick shot. And hung on to by Bontrager. Moran jostling with Desmadrill. Desmadrill's been getting under the skin of every Blue Devil here in this period. 5:53 to go in the second period. 4-0 Pilots.
The Pilots are just quicker than the loose pucks. They're swarming you when you have the puck. Their break-in and break-out is impeccable, and Suhai it just cannot match up with it right now.
Trace Moran for the draw, closed by Heilman. Van Ittersum, his shot didn't get through traffic. Comes out to the point now. Jansen has it there. Now they'll bounce it down and behind the net. Heilman loses the puck off a skate, loose puck in front of the blue paint, and Moran finally clears it out the center. Now Jansen will trail back. Jake Jansen with the puck, stretches it up ahead to Van Ittersum. Van Ittersum back out the center, and now Jack Van Ittersum, he scored a goal. He's walking right in again, cuts around the D. His shot kicked away by Bontrager, goes down and behind the net. Now Moran plays it to Goodrich. Goodrich stretch pass, across the blue line. Lawrence held it in. He'll dump it down and behind the net now. Picked up there by Suhai sliding around. It's Medrick. He turns it over. They get it in front. Lawrence has shot. He scores. Past a sliding Bontrager. 5-0 De La Salle.
Everyone had their back turned, and again, he was on that back side of the net, absolutely not covered at all.
What a play, just to get the guy to slide over there to put the puck in.
Bontrager kind of tried to come out and play, and I think he realized that might have been a mistake and tried to backtrack, and that goal, he didn't have to tap it very hard with his stick, and it just went five-hole as Bontrager was trying to go down to the butterfly.
11:52 time of the goal. It's Lawrence's second of the night. Even strength goal. We'll get the totals on the goal here in a moment, and that beautiful assist that was set in front. And here come the Pilots again walking in. The shot kicked away. Bontrager tried to clear it out. Now he'll cover up. And we have extracurriculars after the play. Rivera and Kale Bell, or make that number 24. That's Luke Garner. And we get a whistle on the play. 4:52 to go in the second period. Lawrence's second goal of the night. And that is at 11:52 even strength. 5-0 the score. Now we talk about the mercy rule, or the scoring differential rule, in high school hockey, and that is an 8-goal lead. If they reach that, the game is over. 5-0, so if they score 3 more and Suhai doesn't score, and Lawrence with the goal, get the totals here. Heilman with the assist on the Lawrence goal, second of the night for Lawrence, so 8-goal lead at any time. They'll stop the game and boom, it's over. And we're at 5-0 right now, so that could be looming. And now Suhai will dump it in, down and behind the net. Vanderdonk lets it go, and now it's picked up by the Pilots. They'll bring it out on the stretch pass, Jake Brilletti. Brilletti now bumped off into the boards by Trace Moran, and now left wing corner, Moran tries to clear it out. Now it's picked up there by Suhai, and it's going to be Medrick. Medrick loses it across the blue line. Gangola walks right in. Gangola, nice move around the D, and he scores. What a clinic that was. Wow. 6-0 Pilots.
Dave, I'd like to point out, I don't know if it's what Suhai isn't doing and more of what Warren De La Salle is doing.
Well, like, I mean, I don't fault Suhai much in this game at all. They're just getting beat by the top team in Division III and one of the best teams in the state. That's the bottom line. 12:58 will be the time of that goal. What a clinic by Gangola on scoring a goal. Wow. Second period, it's 6-0 now. 12:58 time of the goal. We'll get the totals and the assist in a moment. I mean, Suhai overall, as well, here's the totals. Unassisted, Gangola scores it. I mean, really, I can't come up with anything that Sue, other than the, you know, the things that, and I think what the issues they're having as Gangola walks in between the circles, from my opinion, Matt, as Bontrager makes a save, more like you said, more what De La Salle is doing, and the issue Suhai's having is being brought on by the Pilots, the fatigue setting in, and just, you know, you try to break the puck out, you got sticks everywhere. They're just that good.
Yeah, and that the play that we just saw, Bontrager made that save. The puck was over on the left to Bontrager, and the defenseman stepped into the slot, empty slot, and he got the puck. And yeah, that's just such great hockey, such great position hockey.
And there they are again. They'll get it at the side of the net. There's a shot. Jake Lawrence's shot deflected over the net, down low left wing corner, picked up there by Van Ittersom, knocked away. This is Kennedy, he'll poke check it away out to center. Now Van Ittersom will clear it up ahead now, picked up there by number 8, that's going to be played by Sigmund. He's walking right in, and Bontrager makes the save. Yeah, I mean, Suhai played a very good first period, hung in there. It was scoreless for a long time, and then all of a sudden De La Salle able to pump the puck in, but it's just more about you're facing the best team that you've seen all season long, the best team rankings-wise in your division. I mean, and they're just beating you because they're just, you know, they're that good.
Yeah, and what Suhai was doing last weekend is kind of happening to them. They can't get out of their zone. Their breakouts are just not working. Give it to Warren De La Salle.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what you see when you get frustrated. They kind of fall back into their old bad habits. And it's all predicated by what the Pilots are doing to them, in my opinion. Back out to center, and what Matt has said too. That's cleared out by Vanderdonk. Down low, right wing corner, and we get a whistle on the play. Stoppage with 2:48 to go here in the second period. 6-0, De La Salle with the lead. They score 2 more goals and Suhai doesn't score. 8-goal lead. Good night, Irene. We'll see you tomorrow. Face off to the left of Vanderdonk, and clean the ice and let TC West and Port Huron Northern take over. As it will be Evan Hoagland for the draw for the Blue Devils. Back out, it goes to the point. There's a shot right into the midsection of Vanderdonk. 2:44 left in the middle period. A 5 or 6-0 lead for the Pilots. again tomorrow. Port Huron Northern, the opponent. 2:55 with the face-off show, around or a bit after that. Not a hard time. Of course, they got a first game before them. Wait for that one to end. And then Sioux High and Port Huron Northern here on Radio Sioux. Matt and I will be here, and there's a whistle. We have another stoppage in play as Gangola and Vanderdonk are racing in. 2:37 to go in the second period. We'll go back down to the other end as he'll have the face-off to the left of Ben Vanderdonk.
I don't know why, but I think they called an icing, Dave.
I was confused. I thought maybe, was it offsides? I'm thinking in my head.
Okay, yeah. It might have been from, bringing it all the way down.
Right. Now it's cleared on the hard around, back out the center. Here comes the Pilots in Desmadrill. Whistle on the play. And there's your offsides.
They're calling a penalty on Sioux
High. Oh, he's calling a penalty now.
Yeah, there's a hit.
Away from
the
puck.
Trying to develop.
Yep.
Cross-checking.
Cross-checking, as Matt mentioned. Al tonight making that call. Heavy dose of Al here is the officiating. Has done a good job officiating these showcases. Kale Bell into the penalty box. He goes for cross-checking. So now we're going to see a power play. And oh, this might be a humdinger too. We haven't seen their power play
yet. I'm assuming it's going to be a lot of cycling.
Yeah, and I'm sure they scored a high clip. I'm just thinking that not. I don't think that they struggle in that area. It's a hunch. And now here is number 8 with the puck now. It's played by Sigmund. They'll dance around, get it to Vanderdonk. He can't hang on. Back out to Sigmund at the point on the power player, De La Salle, up 6-0. And a cross-checking call to Bell with 2 minutes to go in the hockey game or in the second period. Now it's deflected. This is Fuqua on it. Fuqua back out to the point. And now Vanderdonk left side. Now he'll tap it down. They'll cycle it to Slavnik in front. Nobody home. Jay Dunbar clears it to the corner. Gets it out to the point. They can't clear it, though. Held in there by Sigmund. Sigmund now over to Vanderdonk. Now Rob Vanderdonk, cross-ice pass to Lawrence. Couldn't hang on. Now back out. Now Fuqua. Fuqua to Sigmund. Sigmund with a minute 35 to go in the middle stands. A high riser goes left wing corner, rolls along the rail. Back out to Vanderdonk. He'll play it to Sigmund. Now back to Vanderdonk. Rob Vanderdonk in between the circles. Desmadrill's shot deflects. Goes over to the right corner. They'll wheel it right back out. Now it's played there on the power play. Line change. Jansen with the puck. Now over to Gangola. Tap pass now over to Heilman. Shot kicked away by Bontrager. And now they still can't clear it. Suhai feathers it to the blue line. Jansen in between the circles. Gangola, the shot kicked away. Bontrager. Van Inter, some shot goes wide. Goes down low and behind the net. On the power play, 30 seconds left on the Bell. Penalty for cross-checking, under a minute to go in the period. 6-0 Pilots. They'll cycle in. Jansen shoots. Bontrager, what a save. And he slid across and made that save. And now we have extracurriculars as Van Intersom is in it with Jake Lawrence in there as well. And a couple of Suhai Blue Devils colliding as that's Lawrence in with Dunbar. And he was not happy that they threw Van Intersom down to the ice. Van Intersom lost his brain bucket. He'll pick that up in the corner. And a little chippy. It's funny how that chippiness all of a sudden came out. I think a lot of it is Suhai frustrations.
It is, but, Bontrager has been hung out to dry on at least 5 of the 6 goals, I'm going to say. But right there was you're not going to see a better save than that. He was down and out, and he turned his back, and he flashed the glove. He was laid out on his stomach. Yeah, Warren De La Salle had a completely empty net there. I thought it was 7-0, and Bontrager just came right out of nowhere. It was a sight to see. Highlight reel on SportsCenter tonight.
Tell you what, he's been outstanding tonight. And again, he was in the protocols, just a close contact. But of course, when you're close contact, I don't know what the rules apply. I don't think he could be able to play or anything. So he's sitting at home, doing what he can. So that's a little slower going coming back even from that, probably.
Yeah. And then they have to face one of the best teams in the state.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, by the way, number 1's coming to town. Just in case you're wondering. So they got an extra penalty up there. It's Trace Moran, 2 minutes on him, and they have 26 seconds left on the penalty on Kale Bell. So Suhai's gonna get the extra penalty. They could get a nice game of cards going in there as they got three Blue Devils in the penalty box.
If there's any more in there, it's going to look like an old Sioux Indians game.
It is. No kidding. And now this is back up top, Gangola. Gangola now back up top for a beer league game, one of the two.
Yeah.
And now back down low. They'll work it all the way around over to Jansen. Jansen, tap pass in front. Block didn't get through traffic. Now it's picked up there by Van Ittersom. Van Ittersom taps it back to Jansen. Jansen with 28 seconds to go. They'll work it around. Down low into the corner. Now they'll get it back. Suhai gets a man out of the penalty box. And now Avery Wilson come on the ice. And there's 1:20 left in the minor penalty on Moran. So the Pilots still have a good power play going here. 12 seconds left in the period. Van Ittersom plays it back out to Gangola. The one-timer, he fanned on it. Puck comes out to the neutral zone. 5 seconds to go. They dump it to center to Suhai. Avery Wilson does that. Jansen walks in. The horn's going to sound, and it's 6-0. Warren D. LaSalle leads Suhai after two periods of play. We will take a three-minute timeout, come back with thoughts on that period and the scoring summary as well. Warren D. LaSalle, 6, Suhai, nothing. You're listening to Blue Devil Hockey and back in 3 minutes on the official radio home of Suhai Athletics, 1230 WSOO. Here at the Big Bear Arena after two periods of play, Warren D. LaSalle, the number one ranked team in Division III in the state and number three in the Super 10 in high school hockey rankings in the Great Lakes State. Warren D. LaSalle 6-0 with the lead over Suhai. They score four times in that second period of play. It was number five Brady Desmadrill scoring on a beautiful pass he got from Jake Gangola, and it made it a 3-0 Pilots lead at 1:52 in the middle period. Then at 5:55, it would be Rob Vanderdonk, his second goal of the hockey game. Assisting on that would be number 14 Gangola, and along with Jake Jansen with the assist on that goal. And then again, as the floodgates continued, 11:52, Jake Lawrence's second goal of the hockey game. He would walk right in from the slot, beat Bontrager. And number 13, Seton Heilman with the lone assist, 11:52, even strength. And then Gangola unassisted, walking right in under the pad of Bontrager, slipping it into the net at 12:58. Jake Gangola with the goal, and it's a 6-0 Pilots lead. Suhai in that period, yeah, they didn't have much sustained pressure at all. They had three shots on net, a two-period total of 8 shots on net for the Blue Devils. And for Warren D. LaSalle, 17 shots in that period, 25 for the hockey game. Saves, Ben Vanderdonk hasn't had to make many. 3 saves in that period, he stopped all 8 shots. Mike Bontrager, he's doing yeoman's work, and it's not his fault that this game is 6-0 at all. Bontrager, 19 saves total, 13 in the period. For Suhai, he had 6 in that first period of play. He's keeping this team in it. If it wasn't for him, Matt and I would be home watching sports in our homes there with the heat on, kicking it back in our recliners, because this game would have been over a long time ago. They would have hit that 8-goal mark a long time ago. But it's 6-0 after two periods of play. De La Salle leads Suhai. And, well, Matt, not much more to say about this other than, we talked about the fact that, there's not much of a breakdown of what Suhai is doing wrong, because I think this is a game, barring a big comeback by Suhai in the third period, if you're Rick Mackey, I don't see him and his coaching staff saying much as far as to his team, other than you got beat by one of the best teams in the state. This will just help this team in the long run playing this game.
Yeah, you're right. It's difficult. Warren D. LaSalle is doing such a good job. They're jamming the neutral zone. They're not letting Suhai break out. It's interesting. They're not very physical. I thought they're going to come in here and kind of throw the body around, but you don't need to throw the body around when you're quicker to the puck. Stronger on the boards. Their breakout is impeccable. Again, we said it before. It's not what Suhai isn't doing wrong. They just can't. They're trying, and they're trying their hardest. But just keep trying. That's all you can do is keep trying to do those breakouts. But Suhai is not as fast as those open parts of the ice. Those pucks that are just outside their stick. And Warren D. LaSalle, they're just playing better. Their pucks are right there on the stick. Those passes, they got long stretch passes, and
Yeah, they've really frustrated Suhai, but give it to them. They're just playing excellent hockey.
The one thing I'd like to see, or the one thing I think about that could hurt this team, they've lost two games all year, but they don't play cupcakes. They play in that very tough MIHL against some really, really good teams that we aforementioned in the faceoff show. The one thing, Matt, I look at is they kind of remind me of that Suhai team in 2014. Of course, the back-to-back state championship runs by the Blue Devils. They were very much of a finesse team. They were not physical much. And if you get in a game against a team that has a really good goaltender, like when Suhai got upset by Farmington in 2014, and you run into that goaltender, John Lethemann, who went on to play at Michigan State and was a very good player in the Big Ten, a very good goaltender. He made 60 saves in the game in the quarterfinals against Cranbrook to upset Cranbrook that year. And they were very good defensively. They clunked the game up, slowed it up, and they had a really good line. And they had one guy that could buzz around. But if you run into a team like that, could slow it up like Farmington did to Suhai, that's the one area I think De La Salle could run into in the playoffs. It would be interesting if a team that could slow the tempo up and make them play that slow physical game, that would be interesting to see, because they're out there. You know, Suhai lost in 2014 to a team like that. They did not have, I didn't think the Blue Devils as good as they were with Abby Rock and all these great players. Of course, Blake Mastaw, the list went on and on. Of course, you had Gamblin, who's Chase Gamblin at Lake Superior State, and Will Gauthier. They did not have that guy that had the dirty fingernails. You know what I mean? The what grinded out. That's the one thing with De La Salle. You got all this skill. Who's that guy that's going to be the grinder? So yeah, that would be interesting to see.
It would be, but to kind of go the reverse side, we've seen Suhai do that the past two weekends to their Saturday opponents at least. They came out, they were physical, they beat them around. They could have easily lost that game last Saturday, but they were so physical the majority of the second and third period. So we've seen Suhai do what you're saying. But no, you're absolutely right. It would be very interesting. But, you know, I mean, Warren De La Salle probably knows they don't have to throw the body around if they're getting these loose pucks so quick. And the finesse game is just there. And Suhai,
and what I'm getting at is a team that is better at it than this young Suhai team, a veteran team that knows how to stay out of the penalty box, but you would have to have a really, really good goaltender in that case too. That will be interesting to see come March with this De La Salle team, but right now they're Plymouth bound. I mean, if I was to rub my crystal ball and take a look, see, boy, I'd be shocked if they're not there, because they're that good. Yep. They're fun to watch. It's 6-0 De La Salle leads Suhai here. A reminder, Coach's Corner tomorrow morning from Applebee's on the Business Spur in Sioux, Michigan, 11:05 a.m. till noon. Scores That Matter at the top of the show. And then my guests include Matt Johnson, former boys basketball coach. He is the co-host of the podcast on thegamesportshow.com, Full Court Press on EUP Boys Basketball. It's entertaining, informative, and Matt's pretty funny on there with co-host Scott Nason. They download it every Saturday. We'll talk about that and get Matt's thoughts on boys basketball in the area. Matt Johnson will join us at Coach's Corner. And then as well, second half of the show, Scott Menard will stop by to see, get a Blue Devil football OTAs, if you will. Of course, some changes to the schedule and things of that nature. We'll talk to Scott Menard second half of the show. All that this week in high school sports, what's on deck, and much more on Coach's Corner from Applebee's, 11:05 a.m. till noon on Radio Sioux, 1230WSOO.com, and the TuneIn app as well. We'll be back here at 3 o'clock. Report here on Northern just a little bit before 3 or a bit after here on Radio Sioux for the final game of the Rodenroth Motor Showcase as well against the Port Huron Northern Huskies and the Suhai Blue Devils in action here at the Big Bear Arena. We will take a 2-minute timeout, come back to drop the puck for the third period. 6-0 De La Salle over the Blue Devils on 1230 WSOO. And we're back for the third period of play. Dave Watson, Matt Arbick here at the Big Bear Arena. Broadcast engineer Tiffany Stratton working our variable resistors for us. Glad to have you listening on the dial. A little earlier tonight, Suhai playing the 6 o'clock start at the request of De La Salle. Suhai obliged. 6-0 Pilots with the lead. The second game at 8 o'clock tonight, or a little bit after 8 here at the Big Bear Arena. We'll be after 8 because it's 7:20 right now. We're just starting the third period. We'll be Port Huron Northern taking on Traverse City West here at the Big Bear on night one of the Rodenroth Rodenroth Motors Showcase here at the Big Bear Arena in Sault Ste. Marie. Warren De La Salle and Sue High, 6-0 Pilots. And now the Pilots now will dump it in. That's going to be Rob Vanderdonk down and behind the net. Picked up there by Kale Bell. Bell trying to dump the puck out. Picked up by the Pilots. Vanderdonk goes off a skate and into the corner. There's 50 seconds left on that Trace Moran penalty for Sue High that started in the second period. So that was a carryover. And now it's a shot right in. We have a new goaltender. Thank you, Matt. And that's a good move. As they get Mike Bontrager out of the game and Tristan Forgrave is in the game for the Blue Devils. And I think that's a good move by Coach Mackey because poor Mike faced a barrage of shots. So let him have the rest of the night off. They'll probably play tomorrow against Port Huron Northern, Will Bontrager. They'll dump it down and play it to Slabnik. Slabnik now, tap pass on the perimeter on the power play. They'll dump it over to the left wing corner all the way down. It will go into the De La Salle zone. And the Pilots will play the puck from there on the power play. 4 seconds left on the Moran penalty. And tripped up there was number 8. That's Sigmund, no call. Pilots get it up ahead. There is a call. Delay penalty coming as Sigmund was tripped up towards center ice and another Blue Devil penalty now. That's all part of the fatigue. Sue High didn't have a penalty until halfway through the second. Now they're getting a plethora of them, and Dunbar will go off for tripping. Forgrave in the net for Sue High to start this third period of play. 6-0 Pilots, and they go on the power play. Again, right after the first, the last one ended. Just as the seconds were clicking off, Sigmund got hauled down. And now the Pilots with the puck, they'll play it left wing corner, down low into the right wing corner, Lawrence. Back up top. Now it's played there by Heilman. Heilman tap pass, works it back to Gangola. Gangola now above the faceoff circle. Shot right in on Forgrave. There's another shot. Lawrence is there. They score. No, wave it off. Jake Lawrence goes into a Hollywood actor category there as he goes down to the ice. I don't know if he hurt himself or what happened. That was kind of bizarre as Lawrence is down as he thought he scored a goal. And he skated away from there and all of a sudden fell down to the ice. He gets up at his own power. Weird sequence. And they called the whistle. They blew that off. And now the Pilots will go to the bench and will get a face off to the left. That was a weird sequence.
Yeah, I don't know. We're getting yelled at. I don't know.
They need security will be over here if we need them. And now back up across the point. You know, I don't know if they thought maybe there's a shot kicked away. There's another chance. Loose puck that the Sioux High player threw him down to the ice. I didn't see that.
I did not either. It looks like he fell on his own. But.
Yeah, and there's a shot right in. And Forgrave hangs on to make the save. And we get a face-off to the right of Bontrager. That's the one problem with the Big Bear Arena. I love this facility, is the press box is sunken to the stands. That's the one problem that you have. And now the faceoff will come to the right of Forgrave as he sees it. And now it's played back to Gangola. And now this is going to be Heilman. Back to Gangola, and it's dumped back out to center, picked up there by number 6. It's Jake Jansen. Jansen taps it back out. Now Jansen has it. Jansen across the blue line. He'll move it out to center now. Jansen across the blue line for De La Salle, walking right in on the power play with 50 seconds left on an Evan Kennedy penalty for the Blue Devils. Gangola, the shot deflects, goes down low into the right wing corner, and now back up top. Now it's played by Heilman. Heilman down low. Heilman back on the perimeter. Now Gangola. Gangola loses it. It's deflected down into the left wing corner. Jansen back to Gangola. Now back up top, Heilman. Heilman to Gangola. Gangola the shot deflects wide. That was Van Ittersom. Goes down low and behind the net. Now it's picked up there by Lawrence. He'll play it back up top. And now Gangola. Gangola the shot kicked away. Rebound in front. Van Ittersom with the shot, and the save is made by Tristan Forgrave. Tristan doing a nice job coming in the game cold, facing power plays, making nice saves.
He is doing a really good job right now.
Nice positioning, and able to make that save.
Yeah, he's staying calm in the net and weathering these little storms. It's impressive coming off the bench cold, Dave.
It is. And that was a good move by Coach Mackey and his coaching staff to do that. And now the drop of the puck. They'll play it in front. There's a shot deflected. There's another chance. It goes wide. That was number 22, Keegan James. And now it's shot right back out. And now it will be dumped down in behind the De La Salle net. Picked up there by number 55, Logan Robbins. Robbins, tap pass up ahead. It's Keegan James. James across the blue line. James will play it down in behind the net. It goes into the left wing corner. Back out to Odin Medrick. Medrick now to Robbins. Robbins dumps it down and behind the net. Now it's going to be Avery Wilson trying to clear the puck up ahead out the center. Fuqua has it there, and Fuqua will dump it down and behind Bontrager. Now it's going to be Medrick. Medrick now will bring it up ice. It's poke checked away. Here comes Forgrave out of the net. It's cleared down low in behind the net by the Pilots. Pilots now work the puck along the wall. Suhai clears it up ahead now, and it's going to be played there by the Pilots, and they'll work it up to Sigmund, and Sigmund will fire it down and behind Forgrave. We have 12:55 to go here in the third, and it's a 6-0 lead for Warren De La Salle. Suhai's penalty is over with. They are at full strength. Blue Devils try to clear it out. It's played out to the blue line. Here comes Evan Kennedy walking right in. A nice play, poking it away. Sticks all over the place. Sticks in the lane. They do such a tremendous job as it's dumped out by Mike Bucci, and Bucci fires it down and behind the net. Now it's picked up by the Pilots back in their own zone. This is played by number 23, Jack Rivera. Rivera now will play it up ahead. It's knocked away. Chico has it, and Chico will lose it. Now it's picked up by Rivera, and Rivera now will get the puck up ahead to Lawrence. Lawrence going in, make it Desmadrill. Desmadrill misses his man on the pass. Now it comes back out to Slavnik. Slavnik with the shot, deflects out, goes down in behind the net, didn't get through traffic. Good defensive play. Joey Engel clears it out to the blue line, held in there by Rivera, and we get a stoppage in play with 12 minutes to go in the third. 6-0 Pilots. Hand pass, it appears. Face off will come back down into the Pilot zone.
Again, Dave, you got to give it to Suhai. They're actually playing again. They're playing really good hockey right now in their defensive zone. They're weathering these little storms, but I mean, for 6-0, they're not laying down.
Now it's played by De La Salle. They'll bring it up ahead now. Van Ittersom walking in. He shoots. Forgrave with a nice save. A little bit of a high riser up into the net, and it goes. 11:51 to go here in the third period. Nice play again by Tristan. He's played well in this third period for Suhai, holding it at 6-0, and that's including a couple of De La Salle power plays.
Yeah. Again, coming off the bench, just cold, not seeing any action. He did play last Saturday, but the whole game off the bench, he's playing really well.
And he was thrusted into play last week as the only goaltender, and he really played well. There's a shot up high. I mean, I'll tell you what, I mean, what he had to be able to deal with as the only netminder, knowing it, he did a really admirable job last week, and he makes another nice save there as they center it in front. We get another stop. It's 11:33 to go, and you know, you need guys like that to come back up your horse and Bontrager, and he's, Tristan's done a nice job. He's winning with the program the last few years. He's a junior, and he knows his role and embraces it, and here he is in this game playing like he just started. Drop of the puck right from the draw, and he covers up again at the side of the net.
No, Dave, I'm not trying to be facetious, but in this game right now and the way it is going, Warren De La Salle is spending the whole time in the Blue Devils zone. This is really good practice defensively, and they're actually not doing a bad job in this third period defensively.
Well, in a game like this is where it kind of, you can work on some practice things, you know, and 6-0, you still keep on competing, but you work on some things. And yeah, again, overall, I don't think Suhai's played a bad game today. They just have run into one of the best teams in the state of Michigan. And that doesn't make very many mistakes. Big hit in the neutral zone there as De La Salle dumped the puck in. And we get a stoppage, an icing call all the way back down in the De La Salle end. Goes the faceoff to the left of the goaltender, Ben Vanderdonk. I don't know. I think about the mid to the second period on, I don't know what they do in here, but it seems like it gets colder in this arena.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, it seems like fine, and then all of a sudden they turn something on and it gets colder. I've noticed that. It's the opposite of the Northern Lights Arena. When they turned the heat on, I was right underneath the heat lamp, and it was perfect. I was like, oh, this is kind of cozy. Kind of, I feel like I'm at a, in a, of course, the North Bluff, and Tim Pace's shack, watching the I-500. It's kind of nice in here. All I need is someone to bring me one of those beef kebabs that Danny Kuiper's cooking outside the shack. It was kind of nice, you know, because that could be a cold arena. But I don't know what they do here, but it turns cold. I guess I have some grievances between that and as loud as the music is here. Those are my two grievances. Well, you're in an ice rink, you know it's going to be chilly. And now it's going to be Joey Engel in most cases, other than the Puller Stadium. You're always going to be comfortable, take your coat off in there. Now the Pilots play it off the Dashers. Jake Gangola. Gangola with the puck, cycles it around. Now Slavnik will dump it in. Tap pass, Desmadrill up into the net. And we get a stop. See, Matt, now this is, you've had so many good games to call that we haven't had where we just talk about life. This happens a lot. You get Pat Bennett and I going, oh, we talk about the NFL and all kinds of things. Of course, your Rams this weekend.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm calling upset alert. I think they're going in. Tampa Bay, they got issues. Tristan Wirfs isn't going to play, and they have issues at left tackle. The Jensen fella may not be available. So a good opportunity for the Rams.
Well, I'm thinking any sports in any playoffs. You get hot at the right time, and you just ride that wave.
You got a nifty Rams hat there, too. Your second favorite team now.
Yes.
He hasn't given up on the Lions.
Never.
You know, him and Brian Davey. And, of course, big Lions fans. And now Desmadrill try to cycle the puck. They'll play it back up top. Now move back out to center. Desmadrill all the way in his own zone. They're just working some clock here, putting on a clinic. And now they'll tap it up ahead to Sigmund. Sigmund loses the puck. Now they'll trail it back. This is going to be over to Logan Robbins. Robbins now up the left side, Sigmund. Sigmund now centers it in front. Van Ittersom, it's deflected away. It goes down low into the corner. Picked up there by Odin Medrick. Medrick tries to hold it in, and now it goes back down and behind the net. Now along the wall, this is picked up by Suhai, and now Jay Dunbar, stretch pass, misses everybody. Goodrich can't get to it, and we have an icing call. 6-0, Warren De La Salle leading Suhai here at the Big Bear Arena. Again, tomorrow we'll be back for the Rodenroth Motors Showcase Day 2 Port here on Northern's in town, and the Huskies, I could see them down in the corridor watching this game in uniform and, of course, ready for warm-ups after this game ends, and they'll take on Traverse City West. We'll port here on Northern in the second game here at 8. Blue Devils will play Port Huron Northern tomorrow, 3 o'clock here at the Big Bear here on Radio Sioux. Matt and I will be here for that one. First game will be TC West taking on this vaunted Warren De La Salle team. Now the Pilots with the puck in their own end. Goodrich now. Goodrich will clear it back down and behind the net. Now it's picked up there by number 23, Jack Rivera. And Rivera now will clear it back out to center. Goes out, takes a weird carom off the Dashers there. Hit a stanchion, and Vanderdonk clears it down and behind the net. Now it's picked up there by Rod Vanderdonk. Vanderdonk now will lose the puck. Suhai fires it back down and behind the net. Now it's picked up there all the way down the ice by the Pilots. As that goes to the left wing corner, picked up by Suhai. Blue Devils stretch pass up ahead, trying to catch the Pilots on a line change. They cannot. Fuqua will dump it down into the Blue Devil zone. Now it's picked up by Suhai. Stretch pass now up ahead to Chico. He can't hang on. Now Warren De La Salle off the Dashers. Now out to center. Picked up by Dom Chico. Chico loses the puck. Jake Briletti. Briletti now plays it up ahead to Hoagland. Now Kennedy. Kennedy loses the puck. Now it's picked up by Gangola. Gangola on a stretch pass up ahead now. This is going to be Keegan James. James sends it in front. Back down and behind the net. Now it's going to be played back out to the point. Now there's a shot that goes well wide of the net. Picked up over to the corner now. This is Keegan James. James plays it down and behind the net. Now it's over in the left wing corner. This is picked up there by Briletti. Briletti loses the puck. Suhai gets to it. Medrick sends it in front. Comes out to Gangola. Gangola the shot. And Forgrave hangs on to make the save. 5:53 left here in the third. 6-0 De La Salle.
Again, Dave, you got to give it to Suhai for not laying down. They're playing with their shoulders back and their heads high. And they're really trying right now.
I sound like a broken record. They haven't played a bad game. This is a great game to play from a Sioux High perspective of teaching moments. You can learn so much from a game like this, and this is just going to make them stronger. I mean, I really liked how this team has played, since the start of 2022, coming out of the break. They were learning as they were going. They worked on some things. Their defensive prowess has gotten better. They're coming along. Vanderdonk sends it in front. They're fun to watch. I mean, these showcases these 3 weeks, especially the games Matt and I have done on Saturdays, have been really good hockey games. And they played well against Cap City, ran out of gas last week against a good hockey team, lost, and didn't have Bontrager, didn't have their full complement. And they've dealt with adversity, and they have continued to battle. And in this game, boy, as the save is made by Vanderdonk, you're not going to face more adversity than what they faced in this game.
No, you're not. It can easily be 8-0. We could have been out of here a while ago, but they're still holding strong, and they are keeping Warren De La Salle at bay right now.
Would have had dinner and maybe some dessert and sitting there watching whatever's on tonight and TV. We would have been well home by now. Now, but Sioux High kept it going. They played very well. Maybe a sarsaparilla. Not that I would know anything about that. Well, yeah, I would. But, this De La Salle team, as good as they are, Sioux High's battled pretty good. Now, there's a injured pilot player in the De La Salle end as the puck went on the right wing side as he got hurt after the play. So De La Salle's trainer is out there. Matt McLeod's going to come over to see if he can aid in with that injured player who's laying on the ice. 4:55 to go here in the third period of play. 5-0 or 6-0 De La Salle with the lead over Sioux High as they tend to that Pilots player. I can't see who that is. Of course, can't tell the number. And Matt thinks he knows who it is. Oh, is it? If it's him, that's really important. He's one of their best players. But
it looks like 1-5.
Yeah, I think you're right. And if it is, it's Jake Lawrence. And Jake Lawrence has had a great game today. He's had two goals. He's played a tremendous hockey game here in this one. And the guy that was yelling at us earlier, Matt, I think that must be Dad because he's walking. I figured it was anyways.
I was going to say last time this happened earlier in the period, we were getting yelled at for some reason.
We
were trying to figure out what was going on.
And I think he didn't care for the fact that said he's a Hollywood actor because he fell on his own. I mean, no one sent him down, and he didn't care for that. But, well, it's called a broadcast, dude. Sorry. And nobody knows you here at the Sioux. So.
This
is a local broadcast, so don't know what to tell you. The player is off the ice, so hopefully he's okay. He's a good hockey player, too. He's two goals here tonight. They have a lot of talent, and he broke the ice. He scored the first one, then he scored later. He's a tremendous hockey player. And they were able to get him off the ice, and hopefully he's okay. They're tending to him, probably doing the concussion protocol or the initial concussion questions they ask. And those kind of things. So we hope Jake Lawrence is okay. Good hockey player he is. And Sioux High will bring it out. This is Trace Moran. And right from the blue line, he floated it in. Vanderdonk had trouble with it. And Ying's on, able to make that save. 4:32 left here in this one. And a 6-0 lead for the Pilots right now over Sioux High with 4:32 left in this one.
Vanderdonk had trouble with another shot earlier this period, but that's what happens when they only face 11 shots through the 60 minutes.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, you get a little cold. It's to no issues for that young man. And now the Pilots will bring the puck in, and they'll lose it back out to center. It will be dumped down in behind the net. They'll work it from there. And now they'll clear it up the right wing side. Slabnik gets it up to Vanderdonk. Rob Vanderdonk cuts in. The shot kicked away. The rebound. That goes wide. There's another chance. And that's up and out of play. We get a stoppage in play as Sioux High will get the whistle. And we'll get the faceoff in the Blue Devil zone to the right.
What a save by Tristan.
He's been good tonight.
I mean, man. He had one earlier this period that when we were kind of jawing back and forth, Dave, he flashed that left pad and he saved their goal. It was a wide open net. It was It's a really good pad save, and he just did it again right there.
Suhai will fall to 7-7-2 with the loss, back to 500, and 13-2-1 for the Pilots, number one in D3. Now they'll dump it down in behind the net now, picked up there by number five. That's going to be Kale Bell. Bell plays it out to Ethan McDonald. Now it's picked up by number 24. That's going to be played by Luke Garner. Garner dumps it down and behind the net. Now it's played by Joey Engel. Engel will lose it. Garner now clears it back to the point. And now it's a shot back down low, right wing corner along the wall. Picked up there by Joey Engel. Engel loses the puck. Now it's played there by the Blue Devils. They'll entry feed it down the right wing ice, and we get a whistle. 3:21 left here in this one. 6-0 Pilots. And to their credit, too, they have dropped down a gear, Avi, and go cycling the puck in their own end. And that just tells you the classiness of their coaching staff.
Yeah, I didn't want to say it too early, but I kind of felt that almost at the beginning of the period, where I was like, wow, I think they took it down a notch. Which you're right, it's pretty classy. You don't need to beat them up any more than you are.
You know, all part of the number one ranked team. Sean Clark was up here. Came up, introduced himself, said he need help with pronunciations. I talked to him for a moment. Very classy guy, and that just goes to show you what he's teaching these young men. I mean, that's a great coaching staff there, and yep. a really good program. Not rubbing it in and trying to pad stats, because that happens a lot too. But they're not trying to do that here. And they'll dump it down left wing corner. Very impressive program in De La Salle, and they have really put on a clinic here today. But Suhai's played well, and they've battled hard with them. 2:45 left in the hockey game. Medrick will trail back in his own zone, and now Odin will head up ice. Now Medrick, 6-0 Pilots, so bring it out to center. Medrick across the blue line, he'll walk right in around the D. Now Medrick will lose it. Medrick now picks it up. There's a shot. It goes back down and behind the net. And now De La Salle will bring it up ahead. This is going to be Jack Rivera. Or make that Van Ittersom. He got clipped by Hoagland as the puck goes down low and in between the circles. Suhai taps it out. Wilson gets it to center. 2:15 to go in the hockey game. Pilots with the puck. Gangola. Gangola will head up ice. Gangola loses it. Hoagland with it. Hoagland across the blue line. They'll tap it out. Now the Pilots have it again, and they'll bring it up ahead. Van Ittersom. Van Ittersom with it. Van Ittersom with the puck. He'll cycle it around. And now Jack Van Ittersom will tap it over to up ahead to Gangola. Gangola's shot kicked away. Loose puck there. Picked up by the Blue Devils. Jake Lawrence is back in the ice, and that's good to see. He was able to come back out there. There's a big hit there. Gangola got drilled by Chico as they collide. And now Suhai brings it back out to center. And now it's picked up by Moran. Moran loses it. Now the Pilots will bring it up. Up to Jacob Jansen. Jansen walks right in, and it's kicked away. Loose puck cleared out. Now it's picked up by Desmadrill. Desmadrill will tap it over to Sigmund. Sigmund now, long floating puck over to the left wing corner. Pilots play it from there. Now it's going to be played by the Pilots. They hold it in. They'll try to get it to the slot. Knocked away. Kennedy, with a minute to go in the hockey game, close in and on. Floats it in on Vanderdonk, and he'll hold on, get the whistle. 1:03 to go in the third period of play. 6-0 De La Salle.
We haven't said his name a whole lot. Jacob Jansen, Warren De La Salle. He's playing such a good game. He's the captain. He's the defenseman. He's not very tall. When I noticed he was a defenseman, I kind of said, okay, he's not that tall, but man, he swarms that puck and he's all over.
You know, we didn't see him much in that first period that I can recall, but from the second period on, he's been out there and making an impact. There's a shot, a little harmless shot from the right wing wall, and clamped down by the post by Forgrave. He'll hang on. 41 shots on net for De La Salle. 6-0 to handle lead. 51 seconds left in the hockey game. Face off to the left of the goaltender, Tristan Forgrave, as the Blue Devils will fall to 500 at the loss, 7-7-2. It's the top-ranked team in Division III, and they've certainly played like it today. And now De La Salle, Vanderdonk, tap pass to Slabnik. Slabnik now gets it back to Rob Vanderdonk, knocked away. Slabnik with it there. Slabnik loses the puck along the wall. Slabnik now has it knocked away. Hoagland has it knocked away, and now it's picked up by Suhai. They'll jostle it out to Hills. Hills can't get to the puck from the De La Salle blue line. Shot right back in by the Blue Devils. 20 seconds left in this one, and De La Salle gets their 13th win of the year at 13-2-2. They'll play TC West tomorrow. Suhai against Port Huron Northern here in the second day of the Rodenroth Motors Showcase. De La Salle will dump it down, and they'll get it in front of the Suhai net. KL Bell has the puck. Horn will sound, and that will be the hockey game. 5-6-0, De La Salle wins it. An impressive win here by De La Salle here today over Suhai, as the Pilots able to win this hockey game by the score of 6-0. Before we let Matt get going here, we'll final thoughts on this one, Matt. I like the fact they played this game, as I mentioned, and I think you just wipe the slate clean and get ready for Port Huron Northern tomorrow, because Suhai didn't play a bad game. They just got beat by the number one ranked team in the state, 6-0, and now you get ready to take on Port Huron Northern tomorrow, a game that should be much closer.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Don't hang your head on this one, because the positive I took away from this for Suhai is they never gave up. They stayed strong till the end. They didn't let any more goals in the third period. Again, I'm not trying to be facetious, but they had a lot of time defensive in the defensive zone, and hopefully they can build on that and learn from that and those defensive woes they've been having. But don't hang your head. It's one of the best teams in the state, and you're gonna come back and play a much better game tomorrow and learn from it.
Should be fun tomorrow, Matt. Thanks for taking time and watching this one with us and talking here on the air with us about this one, and we'll get ready for Port Huron Northern tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Dave.
All right, enjoy your night. Hockey analyst Matt Erbrick with us, and I'll come back with the post-game show in a moment. Blue Devils fall to Warren D. LaSalle, 6-0. We'll be back in 1 minute to have the post-game show, final stats, next game preview, all that stuff, and, of course, close up shop. 6-0, De La Salle wins over Suhai, and we'll be back in 1 minute on 1230 WSOO. Welcome back to the Big Bear Arena here at the Rodenroth Motors Showcase. An impressive effort by the number one ranked team in Division III and number three in the Super 10 in the state rankings. The Warren De La Salle Pilots winning this game by a score of 6-0. Here's the final totals on the game. Jake Lawrence would score 2 goals in the contest. Van Ittersom, Jacks Van Ittersom would score as well. They'd score twice in the first, 4 in the second, and they'd hang on to the win of 6-0. Suhai would coast to the win 6-0. Suhai would switch goaltenders. Mike Bontrager played two periods, and then they switched to Tristan Forgrave, a very good move in that third period of play, because Bontrager faced a barrage of shots. Lawrence with 2 goals, Jax Van Ittersom with the goal, Brady Desmadrill, Rob Vanderdonk also would score, their leading goal scorer, and Jake Angola as well. With the win in the net, stopping all 11 shots, was Ben Vanderdonk, the goaltender for the Warren De La Salle Pilots here tonight. And Tristan Forgrave, he did a good job in that third period of play, as he would face 16 shots and stop all 16 shots that went his way. Shots on goal, 41-11 in favor of Warren D. LaSalle. A reminder, Coach's Corner tomorrow morning from Applebee's on the Business Spur in Sioux, Michigan, 11:05 a.m. till noon. We'll have the scores that matter at the top of the show. Guests will include Matt Johnson, former boys basketball head coach at Pickford, also the co-host of the new podcast with Scott Nason called Full Court Press, of course, on thegamesportshow.com, with all the podcasts there, including, of course, our broadcast that we put on there with the help of Scott Nason. Of course, following the broadcast, we put them on for your listening pleasure to listen to and future times. So Matt will join us to talk boys basketball and about the new podcast with Scott Nason, Full Court Press. Second half of the show, Suhai football coach Scott Menard will stop by, a little Blue Devil football OTAs, if you will, as we'll talk about next year's schedule. There's been some changes since we last talked to Scott, I believe. Also, congratulate the players moving on to play college football next year. Suhai does have players of that magnitude as well that are doing just that. All that this week in high school sports, including what's on deck, all on Coach's Corner on 1230 WSOO, 1230WSOO.com, and TuneIn app as well. That will come your way 11.05 a.m. till noon here on Radio Sioux. Next game preview we turn to now. The Suhai Hockey Blue Devils will take on the Port Huron Northern Huskies tomorrow. Face-off show will be around or a bit after 2:50 at the Big Bear Arena in the Sioux. Join yours truly and Matt Erbrick for the call here on 1230 WSOO, 1230WSOO.com, and the TuneIn app as well. Detroit Red Ring Hockey coming up next, joined in progress from the Little Caesars Arena in Detroit. Red Wings are playing the Dallas Stars tonight in action as the Wings take on the Stars. It's scoreless with 12:59 to go in the first period of play. Ken Cal and Paul Woods have the call momentarily from the Little Caesars Arena. Dallas and the Red Wings joined in progress here on Radio Sioux in moments' time. Replays of Blue Devil hockey broadcast can be heard at podcast.1230wsoo.com. You have been listening to Suhai Hockey in the official radio home of Blue Devil Athletics, 1230 WSOO. For my partner, Matt Erbrick, tonight's broadcast engineer who did a great job, Tiffany Stratton, I'm Dave Watson, saying the final score, it was the Suhai Blue Devils falling to the Warren De La Salle Pilots, a very good De La Salle program, the number one ranked team in Division III, number three in the Super 10 in the state rankings, Warren De La Salle, six in the Suhai Blue Devils, nothing. That will do it for now. Until next time, we are out of here.